Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Okay, so hi, I'm sitting here with Julie Benetti, and this podcast is dedicated to our Italian grandmothers,
Yay.
Sue and Teresa.
Yay.
And the reason why is because they were our first introduction to lots of food.
Yes, lots of food and lots of love.
Yes, lots of love in conjunction with food.
Yes, in conjunction with food. Sure, there you go.
So I guess part of the reason is both Julie and I have an Italian Italian heritage background.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't done the DNA, you know, genealogy that'll sit there and probably tell me, no, I have some other different descent.
You're Yugoslavian. Than, you know,
that doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't exist
anymore.
Oh, that's
not nice to say.
It doesn't.
Well, whatever.
Because now you have Bosnia, whatever. Okay, so the reason why this is important is because we're going to talk a little bit about energy and heritage. And of course, for me, it goes to food. But the reason why this, you know, is important is when Julie and I sat down to write the Endra story, we had like a massive argument. I think anyone within 10
minutes,
5 miles of us would hear us. We sat and we had a discussion about talking about the energy of old, what's the word I want to use? No, not traditions, but of, you know, the energy of things.
Oh.
Right. And the energy that comes forward. And so, of course, both of us relate that to an energy of grandmother.
Right.
And I you know, when we first wrote the Endra stories, it was written as a story. And I said, nope, we're going to write it as a play. I want it to be set up so that we have to really think through the vocabulary and what
voice,
is actually said.
The voice
it's
of Endra.
Not right. It's right. Not going to be we say and this and that and the other thing. We were not going to do it. And it was a challenge, but
well, because a lot of times when you write a story, and I know this when you write a story, the dialogue gets hidden. And when you make the dialogue really the forefront of the material, I mean, a play is perfect
for
that.
It changes everything.
And anyone who reads it can read in the vernacular of the character, as if they are the character.
Exactly. And that makes a huge difference. And that makes a huge difference. Because if we talk about energy, right, if you play a character and you really play it, you get into the energy of it.
Right.
And if you get into the energy of it and you play that, I mean, somehow become a little bit of that character.
Right.
I mean, right. I saw a documentary with Jim Carrey was talking about doing Andy Kaufman. Mm. And he played it. He actually believes, I don't want to speak for him, but from what I understood, that Andy Kaufman is kind of working through him. Mm. And if you allow a very potent, energetic being to work through you, but you still are you. It's not like you, it's whatever they call it, walk-ins or whatever, that you let someone else take over.
Right.
No. It's not that stuff. It's you allow that pure energy to come through you, but you still are you. You can learn and move in such a powerful way. I mean, when we talk about it, and we talk about, I remember cooking at one point and trying something different. And I'm doing something and I'm like, oh, I'm going to add this much of this spice. And I hear, that's enough. And it's like, I hear it. And it's not like I hear it, like, it's audible out loud.
Right.
I hear it in my head. It's like, that's it. And I'm like, who's talking? I know who's talking.
Right.
And there's something really potent to that.
And that's cool because I was making or trying to make pasta puttanesca once. And I just said, openly, Nana, how do we do this again? And all of a sudden I was like, get this, get that, get this, get that, boom. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know you can have breadcrumbs, but I don't want breadcrumbs. Okay. You know, it's like, okay, cool. And that's all I had to do was ask, because I was open to receiving that exchange of energy.
And I think a lot of people are afraid because they believe that by opening up to an energy, you know, because I'm going to say, this is the garbage. Oh my God, someone's going to come in and it's going to take over you. And, you know, if you are not comfortable in who you are, then I'm not going to suggest you do this.
Right.
If you are very comfortable in who you are.
Right.
I have no concern about opening to anything. I've had people, I've gone in and, you know, it's notorious. I'll go with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm getting a reading. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go get a reading. And someone comes in, I want to heal you. And I'm like, heal me? But then I'm like, okay, go ahead. And they get into my energy and I know my energy is fine.
Mm.
And I know who I am. And I'm like, they're picking up something that they need.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. Yet, it's an interesting concept. If you're comfortable in who you are, again, I always say this. I'm Susan Barbaro. I am trying to be the best Susan Barbaro I can be. Mm. I'm not trying to be anybody else. Mm. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. I listen and I learn from people, but that's for me to be the best me I can be. If you are the best you that you can be, then you can open up. And then things come through and you're like, wow. And then whenever it is that passes through, then you move on. I mean, and that's the beautiful thing about Endra. When we sat down, we wrote it as a story. And what ended up happening is, and I said, no, it's going to be a play. We got to figure out the words. Endra doesn't get to be silent and have her thoughts or her actions dictated by a narrator.
Oh, no.
Endra has to find her voice.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is that if you read Endra's lines, she's an energetic being. She's a physical being, but she also accesses the energy. And by reading her lines, a part of her becomes, I won't say becomes a part of you, but opens up something within you that you weren't able to access before.
Mm.
And it's so powerful. And when you think back in life and whoever you are, we've all had people we've lost. And this is a tough month for me. I don't even say a tough month. I'm getting better. But, you know, there's a part of me that tries to, each time I try to open up to something new, I try to open up to something different and say, there's something for me in this.
This is Susan. I'm here with Julie and my daughter Danielle. She's excited to be a part of these podcasts.
It's been great hearing you guys, wanting to be here with you, and now being able to be in the same room.
And is that what you felt when you were listening to the podcast, that you were here with us?
Every time you guys laughed, had jokes.
And every time you stumbled.
I felt like I was there watching.
And I have to admit it, she said the most enjoyable podcasts are when I went for Susan's jugular. So sometimes I'm like, this isn't fun enough. Let me at her.
And I'm still standing.
Of course you are.
All of the podcasts are getting even more energized. We're expanding our own minds and our own vision, and we're sharing it. If you are having fun listening to us, you can email us at energeticinvocations@gmail.com. If you want us to do a book reading, to come out and do a talk, we're in the Boston area.
Unless you want to pay expenses,
feel free to email us.
We're here.
Hi, this is Julie. I recently went away to Canada and I was excited to bring a handful of books, but I couldn't read a thing. Has that ever happened to you? All I wanted to do was play. If you travel, trivia is fun. And we have a lot of different trivia for you. We have Think You Know the Kabbalion? You can test yourself. We have trivia on Halloween and Samhain. And we have Christmas trivia. So the time is right to test your brain and get moving. And if you want to do it today, you can go to Amazon and download the ebooks. Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now.
Right
live
now.
On Amazon right now. And you know what they say? There's no time like the present. ever have something happen and wonder, how does this relate to my life? Often, it's in your perspective. Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, can help you clarify your perspective. Susan and I wrote it for ourselves to process what we were experiencing. Face it, we all experience similar situations. It's our reactions that count, and often against us. Awareness is a commodity today, so raise the value in your journey. Do the work with Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change, and Energetic Invocations series today on Amazon.
And that's important to do. And in the Ender stories, you know, there's a lot for you in it. And to have that experience of expressing yourself in alignment with how the character expresses themselves, I mean, it's a great opportunity to be right there alongside them. You know, you're not reading through the narrative trying to pick and choose
right.
and saying, okay, what's happening? It's not a story.
No.
You're a part of the story.
Right.
You are the story.
Yeah.
You're Endra. I mean, what a cool opportunity.
And the truth is, like, I keep going back to personal experiences. This is all as personal as you're going to get. But, you know, my dad's saying when it was Energetic Invocations, am I going to get something out of this? I'm like, you're going to get something, Dad. I don't know what it's going to be. And I'm not, there's no definitive beginning point and ending point, but right. you move. It will move you. That's all I can say. It will move you.
And again, Energetic Invocations is a book that we wrote together that gives you a process on changing your life to change the world around you. And there's a version of it that it's high test. And then there's another version that has a whole process this that aligns with what occurs, gives examples of things that occur in life. And you can go, oh, wow, okay. And you can move with the energy.
Then,
and it moves with the energy. Anything that moves you with the energy is cool.
It's a good thing.
And our podcast being now that we're talking about the energy of food and Italian grandmothers, I mean, it's funny. There was an allusion to a sense in the Ender stories of, you know, where's her heritage come from and what's her background and what's her feeling and who is she and how does it relate? And of course we drew upon our own ancestral background, I'm going to say it that way, of our grandmothers and being aligned with them. And, you know, we love our moms and stuff, yet as a kid, you end up with your grandmother sometimes. And your grandmother shows you stuff because your grandmother gets to kind of have fun. You'll know that soon. Your grandmother gets to kind of have fun with you as a kid and gets to play with you. And it's not the responsibility of being a parent. And shows you how to cook and shows you different things that sometimes, you know, you might
not be. And they have patience and they have perspective of age. I mean, truth be told, you know, when I look at my kids and joke, like you said, about having grandkids, I can see as a mother how I had to deal with things. And as a grandmother, I mean, I'm not there, but I can see how I can deal with them in a different way. And I just also believe that it's, you know, you sit back and there's a whole different way of looking at things. And when you talked about ancestral backgrounds and stuff, it's more than that. Like, a lot of people sit and mourn people.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's wrong. But what I'm saying is that Endra doesn't mourn people because she knows they're around her all the time. There's an energy. And she draws upon it with love. She accesses it with love, not out of this is mine and I, you know, you owe me this. And, you know, it's funny. I think about when I do have grandchildren, I'm like, I can't wait to show them certain things that I, you know what, you know why? To teach them so they can move on and do certain things. And I think that's the energy. When we talk about the energy behind it, it's not about mourning them.
Right.
It's about allowing them to be where they are, yet drawing upon things that they have done and they've said to enhance your life and the people around you. I mean, what a great homage to someone that to take what you learned from them and work with it.
And I think that's a great point because I think the mourning part opens up the representation of loss. And if you don't move into the representation of loss, you move into the representation of, you know, the person is with me and I'm trying to make the pasta puttanesca. I'm trying to make the stuffed mushrooms. I'm trying to make something that my grandmother made and what did she add to it? And if you just open up to that clarity of what did you add to this? Like, I don't remember.
Yes.
I don't have the written recipe, but I remember, you know, tasting it and I remember being there and just aligning. You feel like your grandmother was there. Yes. And that's really
cool.
And
not only do you feel like... But you feel like they're there now.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly. And that's really cool. And then not only are they there now, but you go back to, you know, when I would go to senior year in high school, I would park my car in my grandmother's driveway and walk over to the high school, and I would come over afterwards and have the special, you know, ensemble of tuna fish or whatever that she made, or grilled cheese, or, you know, I know it doesn't sound Italian, but that's she would make sauce and she would make whatever she would make. And yet she would be like, oh, you know, having fun, entertaining and doing that, and pickled peppers. And I wrote, you know, children's books on it. And it was just a fun time to just be in that energy and be in that environment. And I didn't realize, you know, with Frank, with my husband, I'm making tuna fish. And he's like, oh, this is how your grandmother used to make it. And I never even realized that's what I'm doing. And it's a simple dish. It's not Italian, but it's like, it's funny. It was something she would share with me. And so the energy of that, the energy of the food, the energy of the love surrounding from your Italian grandmother is just timeless.
And isn't that a much better way of propelling them instead of sitting in a mourning or a grief, but to say, you know, and I, you know, this is the month of my brothers being gone, and I think of my brothers, and I think of the things that they said to me, and the things that I realized, you know, that my brothers accepted anyone at any point. They, you know, one of my brothers, it didn't matter if you were rich, poor, they just accepted them. Mm-hmm. They were very open. They had a lot of friends, and I think about that for myself. Like, the more that I realize that, I teach that to my children. And eventually my grandchildren, that you just accept everybody at face value for who they are. It doesn't matter their background. And there are people that are jerks, I want to use another word, from every type of a background, and you just know it. And then there's people that are really great from every type of a background. And if you take that and you move that forward, and I can always say, you know, I remember Uncle Chris or Uncle Brian, and that's who they were. They were friends with all these different types of people. Isn't that, I used to think, like, that's such really an honorable way of remembering them and bringing, I mean, that's how do you keep them alive?
Right.
What they believed and bringing it forward
right.
instead of just sitting in a mourning.
Right.
And I'm not minimizing it. I understand. But sometimes I sit with the energy. I'm like, what's more, the energy that stops or the energy that continues on?
Right.
And I try, I mean, and, you know, so.
Well, the loss makes you feel less, but continuing on with the energy makes you feel the infinity of it.
Right.
And how we're all connected, and that they're still around.
Yes.
And if I can turn around and say, you know, Nana, I don't remember, how do you make pasta puttanesca? Or how do you make Knockley, or, you know, I forgot something. What do I do here?
Yeah.
And boom, the answer comes. It's like, wow, are they just waiting around? No, but there's an energy there. There's a connection, and that's the connection always is
and
there.
And there is, I would bet any amount of money that there is not a person alive that if we had this conversation with one-on-one, that they don't sit in there and say, oh my God, do you know, blah, 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 blah. And they tell the exact same story, their version.
Right.
Because I've heard it a thousand times.
Exactly.
And I sit there and say, you know this.
Right.
You know it.
You know,
so why don't you just embrace it and move forward
and
with that?
And that's a really great point, because if you're not around the people of that vibration that bring up that part of it,
right.
if they're bringing up the loss part of it, and that's their tradition, to bring up the negativity or the loss part
of
it, where you feel terrible, you feel the
lack,
you feel that it keeps you kind of grounded and not enlightened in the spirit of who you know your grandmother was and is, and she's still with you.
Right.
That's huge. Why would you want her still to be with you?
Well, I think, we're using grandmother because we both, you know, can sit and think about our grandmothers and smile and have a good Italian dinner, which I'm going to make in a minute. But, you know, but it could be whomever. Mm. It could be whomever you want to put in that space. It's,
exactly.
It's, you know, and that doesn't, that and that never takes away from the grief
Right.
And that never takes away from the physical loss. That does, this is not, but it's like, sometimes you have to take a step back. It's once again, it's a step back and saying, all right, you know, and there's not a person, I can tell you, there's not a person that I don't have this conversation with. They say, you know what? The truth is, can you believe this happened? Something moved, something occurred. And I knew he or she was right there. Right. And it could be, it doesn't mean a grandma. It could be whoever they're very close to. And I just say, embrace that.
Right.
And do more, talk more to them.
Right.
And be in that space, because of course they are around you. Right. They never leave. Maybe physically you can't go and hug them. And you know, right. I'm a hugger. We want to hug them. We want to kiss them. We want to feel that. But that doesn't mean just because the physical isn't there that the energetic, spiritual is not there.
In a way, awakening to the energy part is like a hug. I mean, it really is, because I've said this in the past, and I've said this, you know, my brother-in-law passed away. I've said this about my brother-in-law. If he's sitting there at the kitchen table, the worst thing would be to ignore him. It's like, just include him. Mm. And that's like a hug.
And people are, I think, so I can sit there and talk about people, but we've no longer, I've agreed. Can we agree? We no longer talk about people. We talk about energy.
Energy.
That's the key to life. That's the key to where we are and where we're going. And if you enjoy this, we're going to talk about energy. I'm going to stop us when we start talking about people, unless there's an example, because the people part,
and the people part
knows.
Is just a definition of the energy.
Exactly.
That's it's just describing the energy. That's it. A bunch of characteristics of the energy.
So stay tuned. We're going to say once again, thank you to the people in our lives who have passed on, and you should say the same thing.
Who are still with us.
And well, who are still with us, but those who have passed on, thank you. And I expect to hear from you again soon.
Well put.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads' self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.